going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's the only thing I'll ever do.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's hump day. Welcome to the middle
hump
of the week.
Day.
Hump day.
This part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. Summer.
Whoa.
Right around the corner.
Oh, my.
Right?
Oh, that was a cold splash of water. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to jump in.
Well, that's where La Garza Summer Camp steps in. The cold splash of water. Problem solved. Your kids have a great day. They come home exhausted. Your kids have been to La Garza.
Yes, they have.
La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area. A variety of programs from sports to STEAM. That's science, technology, other things. Math, I think, is one of them.
Engineering.
Yes. What's the A? Art? With flexible scheduling. I'll look it up.
I think it's fake astronaut.
Okay.
I should keep trying to think of it. It's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Oh, they just put a, I see, instead of STEM, it's STEAM.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, arithmetic and mathematics? That seems silly. Athletics? Flexible. Okay, let me start
over. Oh, well, something else says it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Just, sorry.
It's fine. La Garza Summer Camp. They've got it all. 30 locations, a variety of programs, sports, STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to lagarzasports.org and use the code ALICE and take $50 off today. Just like that. What? Okay, I'm going to say this quickly. This is not good news. I'll have more info if I get it. I don't know this little girl, this woman. Woman. 24-year-old former child actor Sophie Nyweed, N-Y-W-E-I-D-E.
I have not heard of her.
Nyweed. I hadn't either. She has multiple credits, though. She was, she's been in a bunch of pretty big movies in the early 2000s. Oh, goodness. Something like 10, these are 10 major releases. Let's see. She's a former child actor whose credits included Mammoth, which was with Michelle. She played Michelle Williams's daughter in that. She was a very little girl at that point. And Darren Aronofsky's biblical epic Noah. She died on April 14th, age 24. The family announced the news in a release that read something along the lines of self-medicated to deal with all the trauma and shame she held inside. And they're asking for donations to RAIN, which is the Rape and Incest National Network. They're not going into any detail here. It's terrible news. This little girl is, she's adorable. I'm looking at stills from many. She did a whole bunch of movies before she was 10 years old. Margot at the Wedding, which starred Nicole Kidman. She starred opposite Jessica Alba. And James Franco in something called Shadows and Lies. These are all like most of this stuff is pre-2010. So, and she lived in Vermont, died in Vermont. So she is dead. Her name is, again, Sophie Nyweed or something along those lines. Former child actor, dies at age 24. Oh, she was in an episode of Law and Order. You might have actually seen her.
I'll look her up. I don't recognize the name at all, but I'm obviously...
I'm looking
24 is too young, no matter what you did for a living.
No question. So I assume we'll get more details on this as they become available. This is all pretty new, so I just sort of got what little information. There were a lot of stories that just said she is dead, and there was no cause of death. I mean, anytime you hear someone that is 24, and they're not specifically like, this person had this, or this terrible thing happened...
They write about her here. Sophie was a kind and trusting girl. Often this left her open to being taken advantage of by others.
Mm. Terrible. You see in the picture. I don't see any pictures of her as an adult. I just see pictures of her as a child.
Well, from what I read, she was found on a riverbank.
Oh.
Next to a lean-to.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right. These are all pictures of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right, so she left the business, clearly.
It even says former child actress. Although maybe once you're a grown actress, you're formerly a child actress. I don't know. Okay, so there's that. Now you are apprised of the situation. And we'll let you know if there are more developments. This is hilarious. I watched the whole clip and I laughed out loud. Who among us has not had a poo emergency? It just... Oh, really? In your whole life, you've never had a poo emergency?
Please. I fight with my kids about this all the time. I never poop my pants. That's for babies.
Did I poop myself?
I was never one of those.
I see. Mm-hmm. Mm. Anyway, people have them. Right, Maddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost had one this
right,
morning.
Right, Bob? Oh, yeah, that's right. We really didn't dwell on that, which is probably for the best. I don't know. I mean, I always want to talk about it, but... Mm.
I had a plan.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
If I had
Maddie was locked outside his building for an hour, by the way, this morning.
If I had to really, like, if it got to the point, like, nobody come out after an hour, I was thinking I'll go in the dog park and, and clean it up. What?
Do they have, like, pickup sticks there?
Bags there.
You know, pickup bags?
Didn't get there, though.
You know what? Phew.
Thank you, God.
That would have been a guarantee that someone came out, though.
Of course.
You should have done that right away.
Immediately dropped trowel and then been like, oh, I knew that would work. I know if I totally compromised myself.
Oh, that's funny, Bob.
What a pull.
Mm. She's so not wrong, though. It's how the world works. Everyone knows. So who among us, other than Vinny, has not had a poo emergency? We're going to roll tape here. This is inside the NBA. This is from Monday night? And it's Shaq and then three other guys. It looks like Barkley on the end. I don't know the other guys. You know those
Kenny
other
Kenny Smith, and I can't think of the white guy's name right now, but these guys are the guys.
These are the guys
that have changed the way broadcasts are done.
So there they are. They're doing analysis of whatever game's being played, whatever. They're doing a show. It's a live show. And then this
the thing
happens.
About Kawhi is, you know, what I...
Shaq has just stood up.
Catch the crap.
Shaq is...
Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're making his way.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead. Yeah, that's that olive oil.
He's clearly...
I know.
Hey, clearly still mic'd.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, he can't hold it no more.
That's worry. A first.
He can't hold it.
Unless
he's got something. After 40.
That wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned. Hey, listen, hey. He was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking olive oil.
You know what? Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut.
I did not like his gait as he left.
He was doing that pinch.
Walk right there.
Hey, he's been drinking. He says... He read somewhere if you drink a shot of olive oil.
I saw them doing that the other day in the makeup room.
They've been doing it. They're going to do it. You have to do it for 2 weeks.
You're going to miss a lot of airtime then.
Hey, listen. I just hope we got enough matches around here.
Please turn his mic off. That's another issue.
That guy is Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaq is the one that ran for the bathroom.
Shaq, by the way, just in a baby blue suit. I'm like, oh, that would be a bad one to You know, you hope you have a black or dark brown suit on that day.
Yes.
You know, the funniest part is they're obviously mic'd up. Like, they're leaving. Mm-hmm. Luckily, because who was the guy? He was like a billionaire. He was an heir, and he was mic'd up for some investigative documentary they were doing.
He's the heir to the DuPont fortune, I can't think of his name right now.
There was a whole, like,
I think it was on the show The Jinx.
Yes. Yep. And he was mic'd up and forgot, because people do forget.
Robert, of course I killed them.
Robert Durst.
That's right. The guy.
And he's in the bathroom, like, confessing to his reflection in the mirror.
Killed them all. It can be heard while he's in the bathroom. Anyway, these guys are really fun, and that's right along with what they're broadcasting.
So they stop talking about basketball altogether. And by the way, they keep going until Shaq comes back.
They've loosened up the broadcast so much. Every show now has to. Hockey is trying to do the same thing.
It's easy.
The producers fly in comments from online, whether it be Twitter or whatever, and they come up with graphics for this stuff. It's really, I'm telling you, Barkley's one of the big shots these days, because he's always on. He's everywhere, right?
Yeah. It is. It's pretty loose. It's pretty funny. I mean, the guy, you know, does that clenched up emergency run. It's good. And by the way, quick, like, he's back. What have we watched, a minute of this thing so far? He's back pretty soon afterward. Like, he rolls back in. Is there anything else? I mean, they're just going on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. Well, the one thing we'll put the video up, is funny, is when they do like a flash, you know, like when they're getting ready to show a highlight. They start talking about basketball again, and then instead the highlight is Shaq doing the little
waddling.
Oh, yes, they show the gate.
Yeah.
The gate again. It's already up. It's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to take a look. And it is funny. It's just so human, and they just are laughing about it. And Shaq is just so big and just trying to get out of there, like, oh no. You can even see him, like, rustling uncomfortably, like, right before he kind of takes off. And he cuts right in front. It's not like he just slips out the back real quick.
Interested to see what happens with this, because I believe TNT lost the NBA broadcast, which means this show is over.
Oh.
And so I think they go to their ESPN is getting the games now, and I assume they're trying to hire all these guys.
I don't know. It
hasn't switched yet.
Oh.
But Barkley had made a statement, I'm staying at TNT, which I don't know if that's just a negotiation tactic, like, it'll take a lot more to get me over there.
Yeah, that's not. I'm staying here.
I'm seeing that they are moving. That they're going to move the analysts are moving. Yeah, inside the NBA staff, including analysts Charles Barkley.
Oh, they're just they're
Kenny
buying
Smith.
The show.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is smart.
Yeah, they've. I'm
yeah,
telling
you got
you.
A team that works and people love it. It's great.
Everybody.
I can see why too. Like, I'm not watching any NBA analysis shows, and this looks really fun to me.
If you watch baseball, they're doing this. If you watch hockey, they're doing this. They all went, oh, that's how you do it. You loosen things up and let them have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let their personalities shine. Mm-hmm. Super fun. Anyway, I see it's brought to you by Kia.
Yeah.
This Kia logo's everywhere. Too bad it's a Kia.
Looks like Nine Inch Nails to me.
I agree with you.
Very much.
I always think that when I see it in a way... I guess you have to be well known enough to get a logo. Like, I don't know if you've seen the new Kia logo, everybody. But it almost looks like just a K with a backwards N. And so it is a weird, like, they're well known enough that we know that's the logo, I guess.
Yeah, I like it. It's stylized. I see the Nine Inch Nails reference,
but for sure.
I've come to know it as what it is.
Yeah. I know. Like, I guess they're well known enough.
If you're of a certain age, Hyundai and Kia were like, they
joke
weren't
cars.
Even in the running
mm-hmm.
for a car you'd purchase new.
Right. And Hyundai and Kia are now the cars.
Well, they're definitely have turned it around.
Right.
Yep.
The ratings on them are great, and see them all the time. And they're cool looking.
My girlfriend had a Hyundai. It was just a beater piece of crap.
Your girlfriend?
Like, back in the day.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean Dusty? Or
no.
Oh, another different girlfriend?
Different. Many, many, many years ago.
Tyson Greenfield?
That's
a yeah.
That's okay. No, I, well, okay.
Anyway, there you go. The Shaq's the thing that is up. It's super funny. It's just fun to look at. This is just also fun to look at. I am gonna say that Bianca Censori and Ye are back. I don't know how long that will last, but you don't usually run errands in a high cut leotard and sheer tights. Unless you're with Kanye. And by the way, she's not even with Kanye in this. She just has some errands to run. He's not there. And she's just hopping in and out of the car, getting, you know, doing stuff.
So are you saying they are back together or they aren't?
They've been seen together a bunch of times. I want to say they're in Spain right now. But she's running around, jumping in and out of the car she's getting a ride in. And she's not wearing a whole lot, which makes me think Kanye's still in the picture. If Kanye and maybe the whole cousins thing from yesterday is maybe she's like, oh, okay, you've had some trauma. I'll go through that with you. I don't know. I don't know who stays with Kanye.
I don't know what to make of that.
I don't either.
That new song and
cousins.
I mean,
if you missed it yesterday, he's got a song about a cousin that he sounds like he molested for. And I don't know how old he was, though. He said from the time the kid was 6 until Kanye himself was 14. So I don't know. What is the age difference there? That he was molesting that kid.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And then didn't he say he found the gay porn in his mom's room?
Yeah.
And then they duplicated what they saw in the pictures.
So I'm guessing male gay porn. I don't know why his mom had that. But you know what? It doesn't matter why. It matters that he molested a 6-year-old. I'm honestly, like, it takes your head clean off. I'm sorry. I meant to keep this one light. Here we go. Ben Affleck. He says that his, you know, we started with the death thing. Lightness. Ben Affleck says it's important for his kids to have minimum wage jobs to learn how much money most people make in an hour.
I agree with that.
I do, too. He says, by the way, he has no idea what minimum wage is. See if you can figure it out from this story. Minimum wage. Did I say minimum age? I think he knows what the minimum age is. He has 3 kids with Jennifer Garner, Violet, who's 19, Finn, who's 16, and Samuel, who's 13. In a video that went viral, Ben told Samuel, his youngest 13-year-old, no to a $6,000 pair of sneakers. So he was asked about that and in an interview. And he said, the kid, here's this quote. He was like, we have the money. I was like, I have the money. You're broke. I'm like, well, if you want the $6,000 sneakers, you can work 1,000 hours at minimum wage. And if you work 1,000 hours, you might not want to spend it on a pair of shoes. So he thinks minimum wage is $6 an hour. Which it's higher than that now, everybody, in case you're not working minimum wage.
What is it?
I think in the city, didn't it go to, is it at 15? $15 an hour?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's high. It's higher.
Okay.
Like even, I think my kid was making minimum wage and he was making 12.
So minimum wage in San Francisco is $18.65.
Oh, even higher than I thought.
And then in July this year, it's going to change to $19.18.
Mm. Is there a difference between minimum wage at like a retail place and minimum wage server tip position? How much less is it? It was $2.01 when I was a server. It was all about your tip.
Have you guys?
No, it's the same. It says wages for waitresses or servers is $18.65 per hour.
Oh.
I think in California, the wage rules are stricter.
Mm, I like it.
But yeah, I remember making that like $5.25 like zero, an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's your zero. Here's your, so you get your check. You'd be like, oh, well, okay, well, thanks. I'll put that in my pocket. That'll be my spending money this week.
There are now AI, what do they call it? Drive-through order.
How's that going?
Machines. I don't know. I've been, but there are AI, no person. So you drive up and it says to you, may I take your order? And you give your order and you still have yet to talk to a person. That is happening.
Yeah. That's actually
right now.
That's a scary thing. It's taking low level jobs. It's why
I'm bringing it up, the minimum wage thing. Like, that's a job a kid would get.
Right.
Not anymore.
No.
But I agree with Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
You very much need to go to work and do things you don't want to do for almost no money to get an idea of what
$6,000 sneakers would actually cost you. Right. Anyway, that's good for you, Ben. Way to do math for him and tell him 1,000 hours at $6 an hour. Come on, you're not spending that on sneakers. I don't know, unless you live in a mansion with Ben Affleck. Maybe you are. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Twins are weird after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go to RadioAlice.com and find out how you can join us at our May 9th broadcast from Cache Creek. So exciting.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Thanks to Fremont Bank Foundation, SOS Meals on Wheels has some equipment upgrades to better get much-needed nourishment to our Bay Area elders. Mm-hmm. Learn more about Fremont Bank Foundation's philanthropic outreach at fremontbank.com today. Good morning. Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny later today and highs in the 60s, so a little cooler than we've seen. Nice days, though. I'll take them.
Yeah, really, definitely.
The Warriors play tonight. Warriors. Game two in Houston. 6:30 tip time on TNT. Go Warriors. Also, the NFL draft is 34 hours from right now. The NFL, you're on the clock very soon, everyone. 34 hours until the end. And there are a lot of people hard at work on deciding what to do about these man meats.
Yes. The man meats must be spread out evenly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody needs their fair share of man meats.
Right.
The meatiest of the men will go in the first round, but then there'll be some meat left over before we get to the ground beef in, say, round four.
Right.
They get run through the ringer, those guys. But they're happy to be drafted. Those man meets.
This first story is kind of, it's one of those where you go, all right, so videos go viral.
Yeah.
This one's from down under.
Oh, how exciting. So it's porn?
No.
Oh. Oh, and so it's from Australia.
It's from Australia.
I get it now.
An interview of two sisters in Australia is all over social media because it's one of the weirdest live news segments you're ever going to hear or see.
Oh.
The story itself was serious. A guy in a red Porsche caused a deadly crash and then pulled a gun.
Oh.
And shot a guy in the arm, stole an SUV, and got in another wreck before the cops finally arrested him.
So that's a tear.
Two sisters in their 50s named Bridget and Paula were there. Their mom even tried to help the guy, not knowing he caused the mess. But their interview is going viral because they're identical twins. And you've got to hear this in order to really understand what's happening. Now,
did you say they're in their 50s, though?
Yes.
And then the mom is like, what, in her 70s?
Gotta be much older.
All right.
So this is the newscast.
Boy. Oh, they're adorable. First of all, they are identical twins and they are dressed identically. Now, did they know they were about to be interviewed on TV and so they went home and put on matching outfits?
I don't think so. But
they just matched each other.
Do you have the audio? Because I was going to play it from my computer, but I don't know if it was going to be very well heard. Do you have it?
I do, but I haven't. Have you checked it?
Yeah, this is on the news in Australia.
Australia, mate. Mate.
Big bang. We said, oh no, another car accident. So we drop everything. And we went running out the front. We seen Mum running out from the house up there. And then other cars were pulling up
and checking to see if the person was okay. And
by the way, they just switched to his leading.
And he went up there.
They're the same person.
Coming back down towards us. And he goes, run. He's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? Yeah. And poor Mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
Oh.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracting to make him look the other way.
Okay. Honestly, I don't even care what they say. I need to be watching them all day. Can you please put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? Why are these two, there's an SNL bit, and it's like Kristen Wiig and Fred Armisen, where they come on the Weekend Update, and they are trying to make up songs where one follows the other, and they're just trying to break into, come up with this news. It feels like they've been doing that their whole life, and they have it down. They know exactly what the other one is going to say. This is amazing.
They're 50-year-old twins, everyone, and they're identical, and they're wearing the same clothes.
I think, was this on Easter Sunday? Because they are Easter Bunny outfits.
Yes, and these two are...
Same necklace, everything.
It's 50 years in the making, this presentation of not only finishing each other's sentences, but switching off who's leading.
Right.
And they don't seem...
It's seamless.
They don't... Like, any one of us would be all, I got this. Shut up.
Right. They're touching. They're like their shoulders are like jammed into each other. Like they're the same person. Like if you marry one of them, let me guess. Neither one of them is married.
I don't have their you know.
We got to find out more about these
history
two.
On these young ladies, but they are identical twins. They make their video of their telling of this crime scene has gone viral because they are a sight to behold.
They're astonishing.
Yep. You really can't believe two people.
And usually by the time you're in your 50s, even if you're an identical twin, you don't look exactly the same. Like they have the same stupid curls coming down off there. Like,
oh, I thought you were going to say the same stupid look on their face.
Both same stupid look on their face, same earrings, same necklace, same bunny shirt. Like,
look at them. They're frozen. Well, he stopped the screen, and so they've got that mouth open.
Keep it. Turn it up.
He looked the other way, and Mum ran into the bush behind the fence. And then God goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. Yes.
How did she distract him initially? Did she just say, like, look the other way?
Well, no more. Turn it up.
I don't know, but he looked the other way, and then that's why she
just comes in with the last word if she can't get pick up what's coming down.
Just knows where it's going to end. Like, all of their patterns match. They are interlocking.
The reporter, credit to the reporter for not going, forget about all of that. What is the deal with you two?
We're about to do a story on you guys. We don't care about that guy. The cops got him. It's no problem. Goodness. Like, honestly, why aren't these guys on Australia's Got Talent or something? This is great. This is my favorite thing you've done so far today. I know there's a lot of show left, Vinny, but this is amazing. We got to put this up on the Sarah. You have to see the visual on this.
You can't tell me I peaked with my first story.
I'm saying so far, this is your best story. I have no doubt that you're going to crush it later. But this is so... Can I just have a little bit more? Is it possible to just see what else is going on with these two?
Okay, go.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Turn it up real loud.
She did what an escape. Yeah. And then I'm so glad that young guy... He said, run. He's got a gun. And then we've seen heaps of people run on into our facility here and our house yard.
Oh, God, you got it. Honestly, stop it because I love it too much. It's
Who
too much.
Who goes for the word facility in unison?
Nobody.
You can't do that. You wouldn't know that that word's coming.
You wouldn't. I concur. Try and talk and say the exact same thing as me right now. Let's talk about. But you have to say it the exact same time that I say it.
I can't. How am I supposed to do that?
You have to.
No,
we have to know each other that well. Like,
possible.
I'm actually jealous of their relationship.
And by the way, they're not doing it in unison.
They're just.
There you go.
You going to do it with me?
No. I can't do it.
You can.
They're 50 years old in the making.
How did I. I feel like we could do it. I feel like we could.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, I love fast facts. You know that. Fast, you could have jumped on fast, there. You knew where I was going with that. Fast. I won't know what you're saying here, unfortunately. I mean, I'm having way too much fun with this. Go to the Sarah Mini Facebook page.
Paula, everyone.
Yeah. The Powers twins. Then, by the way, they have their powers. Wonder Twin powers.
Take a bow. Ladies, well done.
All right, we'll do it then. After we run. Run! He's got a gun! Escape.
Aside from a brief bump in 06,
yes,
the teenage pregnancy rate in the United States has been continuously declining since 1991.
Not too surprising.
And as of the most recent data in 2023... teen birth rates are now at their lowest levels ever.
Oh. No, that's good.
Good job, everyone.
Doing a better job planning.
You know, we talked about the first time I did it. I forget why our virginal stories came up.
Right.
But I'd forgotten when, after I told it, I remembered.
That you ran naked through the rain?
No. That part, I mean, I remember that. That's part of the glory. Thing. That was all part of the joy and glory right. of my first time, which was, for me, magnificent. Mm-hmm. But we had a pregnancy scare after that first time. Like, she came to me and said, I'm pregnant.
Uh-oh.
And what did I say?
We'll just go to the clinic?
No.
Oh, what did you say? I'll marry you.
My dumb ass said, I'll marry you. Well, let's have it.
You screamed out, I'll marry you? Man.
I had.
Sweet Poontang.
So little of an idea about the world at that point.
Yeah. That's what happens. You get knocked up and you get married. What? Now, the kids know that they don't have to.
I truly was like, well, okay.
And what did she say to that? She said, like, okay, well, let's go get a ring then.
No, she said, I'm not pregnant. And I went, what?
Oh, she said it just to be an a-hole?
I don't know what the story was, but
my God.
It really went that. It didn't go like bump, bump. It wasn't that quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was quick enough that it was like, what was the motive behind that? I don't know, but I guess.
Just to see what your reaction would be. How serious are you about me? Oh, you want to marry me? Wow. Mm.
I didn't know what to do. What was I supposed to do? I was
standing there with your jaw hanging open like, what? I do it one time and you're pregnant? This
and
sucks,
by
Beavis.
The way, I wore a condom.
Oh. Mm.
I had one on.
Maybe it made you safer your whole life. Maybe the whole time you were just like, after that, you knew it was serious business.
Maybe. I just so had no idea what having a kid and all that entails.
Imagine if you'd had a kid when you were 15 years old, they'd be 40 now. Actually, they'd be 41.
You can't do math. That's been proven. Let's just stop.
I thought you were 56.
A pot. A pop music engineer named Chris Geringer. Has the most Geringer. Grammy nominations without a win at 21.
Oh.
Post Malone is tied for second with an Indian classical music conductor named Zubin Mehta. They both have 18 Grammy nominations without a win. And
Post Malone's never won a Grammy? That's surprising, isn't it?
Snoop Dogg is fourth with 17 noms and no wins.
Some very surprising people in there. Not that first guy. I never heard of him.
Your boy George R.R. Martin.
That guy.
Has written all of the Game of Thrones books using a computer that's at least 30 years old. It doesn't even have Windows on it. It's a DOS operating system, and he uses the 1980s word processing program WordStar.
Or doesn't use it.
Yeah, he doesn't use it. Well, he uses it to write Game of Thrones adjacent stuff. Honestly, dude, you have all the money in the world.
Does he?
Yeah. George R.R. Martin.
Has all the money in the world?
Let's look up his net worth. Right, that guy's got to be worth $200 million between the books and the
rights. $200 million?
Yeah, easily. I think. I mean, Game of Thrones.
Okay,
money.
So how much did you say?
I said $200 million.
And what did you say, Ben?
I haven't said. I don't. I think
Bob,
Stephen King is only worth $200 million. And to me, he's written a million more useful
is
books.
He only worth $200 million?
Look it up.
Well,
I don't think he's worth, like, so I would say George R.R. is worth $50 million.
Bob, you want to throw in a guess?
I already looked.
Oh.
I'm not a cheater like some people.
It's $120 million.
Oh. I'm surprised. Seems low.
Stephen King?
Yes. I'll say he's worth more than that.
He should be worth a billion.
Yeah, but I'll say he's worth $400 million.
And you say?
I thought it was like $200 million.
$500
million. Oh, geez. $500 million.
Still, how many books?
So many.
And how many have been turned
projects,
into movies?
Right.
You hear what she said about your cheating?
Oh, you she too. Wasn't talking to me.
No, she was.
No, she wasn't. Were you? That's what I thought.
She was.
Screwed up. That was a face that went, no.
There are at least twice as many kangaroos in Australia as people.
Oh.
There are about 50 million kangaroos and 25 million people.
There's only 25 million people in all of Australia?
And we heard
that's
from
fewer than Canada, I think.
Two of Australia's best at the beginning
of
this break.
They're the bar now for Australians. Even, look at them. They're like our blondies.
Our house yard as well. No, we're hiding in there too. So we went running around, closing, locking all doors.
Yeah. Did you hear the reporter?
Yeah.
If only you guys were 20 years younger.
And pulled the young girl out. She was driving. And her mum dad was in the car too. She goes, yes, take me car.
Take me car. See, we do talk about
the Powers twins, everyone.
Yeah, the Wonder Twin Powers. That's their last name. Bridget and Paula Powers. I love them. They must be a delight at Thanksgiving. Well, first we made the turkey and then we stuffed the turkey.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, the twins were interviewed on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Oh,
they
course.
Ran a pelican. They run a pelican rescue in Australia.
A pelican
and they are
rescue?
Funny and fascinating. Let me say something
to
you.
I'll have to watch that today.
I know that, you know, when I bring up surfing, most people go, oh, God, I get it. No, very few people do that. But my point is, I'm in the ocean with pelicans.
Yeah.
They are magnificent.
Mm.
They fly in formation and they glide and they're
right
way
there.
Bigger than you think. And they will also be all like go straight up and you're all, what is that? And then they come straight down.
They turn themselves into a dart.
They are
to this.
Amazing to
I'm
look
with
at.
You. I did not realize they were in such need that they need two people to be running a rescue for them. Is this the background behind them is really interesting. There's a porta potty. There's little sheds. There's like one of those kind of roll up curtain gazebos. Is this the Pelican?
I don't know.
Help center.
You always fixate on the weirdest things.
They're wearing scrubs. Easter bunny scrubs.
Easter
those
bunny
are
scrubs.
Scrubs.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to find out. I'm gonna watch. I'll watch Kimmel today. You want to see if you can find the Kimmel thing from if it's last night? I'm sure it's posted.
Jimmy Kimmel interviewed the twins last night. Look for it on YouTube. He was delighted, as you all are.
Mm.
So funny.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, they really are fun.
I love Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, grab that. Let's do more with the Powers twins. More Powers twins.
831. Vinny, a reporter, did a follow-up interview with them. Saw it on his... Yeah, these two don't even know. They're just being themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've had very deadpan looks on their faces. They're not like, and now we're on TV, and now we're sharing all our little quirks and fun things.
They're not putting on a show in the way that...
They're just very concerned about their mom, who was run. He's got a gun. Mom, run.
Don't worry, I'm going to clip
it's
that.
It's a girl that he was driving. So good. It's great. Even when one of them wants to go off and say their own thing, they come right back. They're not saying that. Both of them, too. It keeps switching. Like, the dynamic goes back and forth between
the
two.
How is that not maddening?
It's, oh, my God. It's because it's either maddening or magic. It's one of those. One of them might end up killing the other, but probably not.
The national minimum wage is $7.25. The federal minimum wage is $7.50.
Oh, we're just here. It's much higher.
Well, California is unlivable.
Yeah. The national minimum wage is in the sevens. I'm blown away to hear that. I would have to be at least $10 nationally.
Well, and then you hear about these companies that are saying,
we can't
pay people $20 an hour. Are you nuts?
Mm-hmm.
And in California, then you can't be in business because that's what you got to pay.
Well, if servers are making $20 an hour-ish before tips, that's why it's so freaking expensive to eat out now.
415 says, male gay porn, LOL, Sarah. Lesbian gay porn is just called porn.
Oh. I was trying to put a fine point on it, And when I just say gay porn, I'm like, well, it's not like all the gays. It's just the male gays, I assume, because they were mimicking the things that and they were both boys.
It went by fast enough. Okay. And I didn't know.
I didn't want to upset anyone with it. I was just really just trying to, explain what I thought it was. That's all. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think you need to say sorry.
No, I'm super sorry for everything. I'll write an apology letter later.
Oh, boy. All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
That time. Netflix and the Academy Awards after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.